This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. You know, there are so many headlines that we would love to give to you on every single program from around the world. But you know, this first one sort of encourages my heart. I hope that it will you also. The prophetic events unfolding all around us. It is now. Please take a look. I'd like for you to see what this first headline has to say. The latter days approach while America sleeps. Antichrist, false prophet, Armageddon. Awake, America, awake. If ever we needed to be aware of unfolding events around us, like I just said, it is now. And I just want to say thank the Lord that Jack Van Empe tries to awaken America every time we go on the air. And I want to say he puts a lot of time in, a lot of study. And Jack, thank you for not being fearful to speak up.
Amen. And we need to awaken. Listen to this verse. This is terrific. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. That knowing the time, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, that's a thought twister. When you come to Christ, you get salvation. So how could your salvation be nearer? Because it's talking about the salvation of the body, not the soul. When we die, 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now, it takes an event called the rapture for the salvation of the body, and that's what he's talking about in that text. How can I prove it? 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 18, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. They're dead. They're coming out of the grave. Then we which are alive and remain, we've still lived on the earth after they were gone, shall be caught up together with them simultaneously to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So what he's saying here is, you better be awake because the coming of the Lord is right at the door. I don't believe it can be another 1,000 years from now. I think that's a ridiculous statement by a lot of people. Every single sign is here, and we're going home soon. And Rexella, I've started not only memorizing my verses, I'm starting to meditate on them. And boy, yes. Something came to me this morning. The Holy Spirit gave to me. It's John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Right. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, get it, right, and receive you unto myself, the rapture, that where I am, there you may be also. I never made that connotation before. That is the rapture. It comes back to receive us, the salvation of the body. And oh, it's so near. Let's awake, because it's near. And we're to warn people. Ezekiel 33:3, blow the trumpet and warn my people, and so I'm going to warn you.
Well, you know, there was a very, very enlightening article in the Wall Street Journal by a Muslim who would like to stop the murder and the mayhem. And, you know, he wrote a very interesting article, How to Beat This Enemy. You know, he was among those who were killing non-Islamists. Now, he abandoned that ideology, and he said to win against the jihadists of Islamic State, isolate them, undercut them, appeal to the Muslims, and avoid a clash of civilizations. Oh my, now, do you recognize this man, Jihadi John? Jack, what did he do to those Egyptians?
This is the man that has done all the beheading you heard about lately, and someone just killed him in a battle with the Islamics.
All right, let's go on here. And Jack, if you would like to read this, it is so powerful.
Now look at that name at the bottom there, Najid Nawaz. This is the man that was so responsible for seeing Christians being killed. And he said, I decided it was the wrong thing to do because it's going to lead to blood shedding like we've never known. Let me read it. Islam is a religion, and like any other faith, it is internally diverse. Islamism, by contrast, is the desire to impose a single version of Islam on an entire society. It is Muslim theocracy, Muslim control. Jihadism, however, is something else entirely. It is the doctrine of using force to spread Islamism. The urgency of making these distinctions should be apparent to everyone. The attacks seem to be coming swift succession now. Istanbul, Sinai, Beirut, Paris, San Bernardino, London. What is the strategy behind this Islamic State-inspired violence? Jihadists of all bents seek to create discord, pitting Muslims against non-Muslims in the West and Sunni Muslims against Shiite Muslims in the East. The theocratic ideology of Islamism thrives on division, polarization, and claims of Muslim victimhood. As the Islamic State has outlined in its own magazine, Tabligh, it aims to eliminate what it calls the gray zone, the middle ground between Islamists, theocrats, and anti-Muslim bigots, so that everyone is forced to pick sides. In this way, Islamic State hopes to turn non-Muslims against Muslims, and once this process is complete, that is, once we all begin to see each other primarily through narrow religious lenses, to set off a global religious war. After the Paris attacks, Pope Francis declared that we are in the midst of a piecemeal World War III. God help us. God help America. Now, does the Bible teach this? It certainly does. And there's no hope. I don't think it's going to be solved. I think Islam's going to carry on until finally there's a backlash, which they're already fearing, and we're going to see a war like there's never been one. In fact, it is recorded as the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation 16, 16, and described in Revelation 9, 14 to 18. I'm going to go slowly. Loose the four demons in the great River Euphrates. That's where ISIS is stationed right now. Wow. For what purpose? To slay a third part of mankind, one out of every three. The number of the army was 200 million. China alone can produce that. And by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone, atomic warfare. Can that be found in the Bible? Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Joel chapter 2, verses 3 and 30, Zephaniah 1:18, Malachi 4:1, Revelation 8:7, and this dynamic text just quoted. God help us.
We've got a message for this mess age. I like that statement so very much, and our message is this. Know the Lord. He will not only forgive you of your sins, blot out anything that you've done, but He'll also give you peace. You want peace in a troubled world? Open your heart to the Lord. Receive Him as your Savior, will you please? And as Jack prays this wonderful, wonderful prayer of accepting the Lord, pray it with him and know the Lord and have peace in a troubled world.
You can get out of this mess by being saved, because He's going to say, come up hither. And we go in the twinkling of an eye, 11/100ths of a second, 1 Corinthians 15:52, and it's right at the door. But you got to be ready. Ask Him into your heart right now. The only way He's the way, the truth, and the life. No other way. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus, thank you for the cross. Thank you for coming and taking a body with blood. Because without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, and you shed that precious, efficacious blood on the cross. For me personally, say it. And I want to be forgiven. I want all my sins taken away, washed away right now, Jesus, through your holy blood. Cleanse me. I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Did you pray that with Jack? I guarantee that if you prayed that with the Lord, I can say, welcome to the family of the Lord. Welcome to the family of God, because you've just been cleansed by the blood. You know, there's a group of people out there who say, there are many ways to heaven. No, no. Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if you prayed that prayer, the Lord came in and he cleansed you and you became his child and you're ready for heaven. Please write me. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. You'll have peace if you have him. You know what I want in my life this new year? More than anything, I want to please God. I want to leave you with this thought. If you want God to be pleased with you, you must do what pleases him. How very true. We need to do what pleases God in this new year. We're going to look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, always remember this wonderful thought. God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.